The Gambia's Attorney General and Justice Minister said his country did not lightly bring the case against Myanmar, also known as Burma. Dada Jallo said Myanmar's military had sought to erase the existence of the Rohingya ethnic minority group.
They have been targeted for destruction. They are farmers, laborers, teachers, mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, grandparents. They are ordinary folk.
Myanmar launched a brutal military campaign in Rakhine State in 2017 after an attack by a Rohingya insurgent group. Security forces carried out mass rapes and killings and torched thousands of homes. More than 700,000 Rohingya fled into neighboring Bangladesh, where they have languished in increasingly desperate conditions in refugee camps, especially since President Trump cut off U.S. foreign aid. Attorney Arsalan Suleiman said the genocidal campaign was preceded by years of propaganda by extremist Buddhist monks and Myanmar's military. They argue that the largely Muslim Rohingya posed an existential threat to Buddhists. Suleiman quoted from Facebook postings by soldiers sent to carry out the military campaign against the Rohingya, who were also referred to by the racial slur Kalar.
Quote, "If it's Kalar, get rid of the whole race. Kill all the Kalars that you see in Myanmar. None of them should be left alive. These non-human Kalar dogs, the Bengalis, are killing and destroying our land, our water, our ethnic people. We need to destroy their race. Stuff pig's fat inside the damn Kalar's mouth. Pour fuel and set fire so that they can meet Allah faster."
The attorney quoted female survivors who were told they would be, quote, raped to death. Some witnesses will testify to the court in closed session later this week. Myanmar was initially represented at the court by Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi, who denied her country's armed forces committed genocide. She told the World Court in 2019 that the mass exodus of Rohingya people from the country she led was the unfortunate result of a battle with insurgents. The pro-democracy icon is now in prison after a military coup carried out by the same generals who led the attack on the Rohingya. The World Court hearing in the genocide case is expected to last 3 weeks. Myanmar will present its case in the coming days. Antonia Mulvey, founder and executive director for Legal Action Worldwide, said this case will set a precedent.
The Rohingya people have been waiting for more than nearly nine years for the full merits hearing at the International Court of Justice. It's very important for the victims' delegation and for the whole Rohingya community, but also it's the first genocide case at the International Court of Justice for more than a decade. And the decision that is made here at this court later this year will impact all genocide cases at the International Court of Justice.
South Africa brought a genocide case to the International Court of Justice in late 2023 on the basis of Israel's military onslaught in Gaza following the October 7th attacks. That case is still pending. At a separate proceeding 14 months ago, the International Criminal Court issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the former Israeli defense chief, and the now deceased Hamas commander Mohammed Deif on allegations of war crimes and crimes against humanity. I'm Eileen Alfandari for KPFA News.